In Baghdad, Iraq's interim government announced this weekend that its National Assembly will convene in 10 days. It's been more than a month since the January 30th elections, but the winners have yet to form a new government. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Baghdad. Does this mean the post-election stalemate is broken and we'll see a new government soon?
Not necessarily. I think everybody here is taking the news with a grain of salt, and they certainly remember that this is the third time that the government has set a date for parliament to convene, and the first two times have both fallen through. What's interesting this time is that the message came from interim Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh, a Kurdish politician, and he said that the parliament will convene on the 16th of March, regardless of whether the various factions have hammered out a power-sharing agreement. And this is very different to what people in the Shiite coalition and other people are saying. They're saying it will take far longer than March 16th to finish this. But it's clear that this is another message that reflects widespread criticism and unease at the fact that the government seems to be in a state of stalemate since the elections, and it's unable to form a new government. And that a lot of things in Iraq, particularly the security situation and the rebuilding of the economy, are all sort of being held hostage waiting for this new government to form, and that a lot is just not going to be able to start happening until the government is in place.
Well, top Shiite cleric al-Sistani called yesterday for a quick formation. He's provided strong leadership for the Shiite community. Is his grip holding firm?
What he said yesterday, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said that the Shiite coalition had to achieve unity and it had to put Iraqi interests first and get this government together. Now, twice we've seen fractures in the alliance. The Shiite Political Council, which has 30 seats in the parliament, threatened to drop out because the candidate they were supporting, Ahmed Chalabi, had been forced out of the race for prime minister. At that point, Sistani intervened by endorsing Ibrahim Jafri as the Shiite slate's choice for a prime minister, and then they came back into the fold. So what we can mostly say is really that things are still in flux.
And can you give us briefly some idea of why we've seen so many false starts, such delays?
Well, you know, as we said, it has to do with this insistence on hammering out the power-sharing agreement before they form a government. And it's tricky because all the parties have to agree to this agreement. Look at the Kurds. They have the second largest share of seats in parliament, and they're very confident now of their kingmaker status. And it looks like they're driving a very hard bargain. We know what they want. They want autonomy, which includes the city of Kirkuk in it, and they want the office of president for the Kurds. And it looks as if these may be hard promises for the Shiites to deliver on. And we also have to remember that even if the Shiites and the Kurds strike a deal on this, that the Sunnis have to agree with it. So it's very complex, and all these decisions are interdependent on one another.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Baghdad, thank you.
Thank you.